Over the weekend, a hunter in Nome killed the first muskox since the Alaska Department of Fish and Game moved the annual subsistence hunt up by 5 months to open on August 1st. Tony Gorn, wildlife biologist for Fish and Game, says the department received a call about an animal in town and alerted the five permit holders in Unit 22C that a bull was available for harvest.
We responded to a muskox that was close to town. And it was just a unique opportunity now with the regulation change that we made for a hunter to harvest this animal. So the hunter became aware that it was there, and he went out and got it.
Gorn did not release the name of the hunter, but says he used a shotgun to take the animal, a mature lone bull in Lower Dry Creek. Some Nome residents have attributed much of the recent violence against pets and property to a single old bull muskox, but Gorn says the taken bull was not displaying aggressive behavior when it was killed. Four permit holders are still eligible to take a muskox until the season closes in mid-March, but Gorn says he's skeptical about how effective the hunt will be in shifting the distribution of the herd away from town.
That's going to be very difficult to identify. You know, and the reason is that with or without hunting, we've had muskox in the Nome area for several years, and they come and they go all by themselves. It's going to be very difficult to say that, you know, we killed one muskox bull and now all our problems are over. And it's going to be very difficult to say, oh, we killed five muskox bulls and all our problems are over now.
While the hunt may be an opportunity to eliminate the immediate nuisance if permit holders target specific problem bulls, Gorn says the true challenge is finding a long-term solution to Nome's muskox problem.
This idea, and I know that there's a lot of frustrated people in town, but this idea that, you know, we Fish and Game can somehow create a muskox-free zone around Nome, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, to do.
Gorn says keeping the herds completely out of Nome means having greater threats in town than the muskox would face in the wild from natural predators like bears and wolves. For now, he says there's no overnight fix to Nome's muskox problem. Meanwhile, another dog is recovering after being gored by a muskox, this time on Anvil Mountain. Monica Gomez's dog Kona is recovering from the attack that came late last week during a run on the iconic Nome hilltop. Gomez says her children and their friend Taylor McDaniel were taking the dog on a run when the dog ran into the fog. McDaniel says the kids piled into the truck to go looking for their pet.
About 10 minutes later, we heard yelping and was just honking. Figured she would come to the truck if she heard it. And eventually, about 5 minutes later, she came up to the truck limping. With blood coming down her rear thigh.
Gomez says Kona got 13 stitches but seems to be recovering well. She's urging her children to take extra precaution due to the unpredictable muskox.